Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Coming to you from Minot, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me this evening. This is Chance Rush. Before we get started, I want to thank you guys for plugging in, listening in. People who have been messaging, calling in, whatever it may be. Thank you so much for your love and your support. Got to give a couple of shout-outs real quick. First of all, I want to give a special shout-out to my basketball team, the Beast, 6th, 7th. Eighth grade basketball team, bunch of young people who were thrown together at the last minute, had no coach, had no hope. We finished the season at 6-2. We played one of the better teams, some tall boys yesterday, and we put it on them. I am a basketball coach when I'm not on the road. I also want to give a shout out to my other basketball team that I'm coaching. We got beat by the best team in the league yesterday, but when we duked it out with them. And that's one thing that my grandfather has always taught me is you got to duke it out with them. You got to get in there. You got to duke it out with them. And I got that from a real quick message. He taught me back in the day. He played for a basketball team called the Oklahoma Indians. They traveled all across the United States to play basketball. And the venues that they played in were predominantly white, predominantly favoring the other team. And my grandpa used to always tell his teammates, you know, when you put these war bonnets on and we take the court, we just got to go in there with them and we just got to, and that's how it is in life. We just have to duke it out, you know, get in there and duke it out. So I want to give a shout out to my basketball team. We finished the season 6-2. Looking forward to coaching my other basketball team. Also, man, you know, today was a real busy day. I flew up here from Tulsa. I'm in beautiful Minot, North Dakota, 24 degrees outside, and, you know, this is crazy. Let me, you know, God put you in some really cool places. So I pull up into Minot this evening, and I just want to find something that will fill up my stomach because I haven't eaten all day. So I go to this one Mexican spot, and over in the corner is in this Indian World, Cheyenne Brady. She's over there with her family, and it's a pretty pretty unique story. Her father is actually a John Pancho Brady, the world champion fancy dancer from Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. I knew him growing up, man. He was one of my role models, him and his brothers, Damon and BJ. I'll brag about those guys, I know, but, you know, when you have a mic and you have a radio show, you can do certain things, I guess, but, you know, He's Pancho is just such a really good man. Him and his brothers, just really good spiritual leader. He is a true, like, he really practices what he preaches. And I know I shouldn't be bragging about that because that's not why he's in it. But just to see, you know, how he has raised his family. And then his wife, Tookie, my sister from Oklahoma. They have a beautiful family, and they do such a great job with Cheyenne Brady, Miss Indian World, from Oklahoma, also from the 3 Affiliated Tribes of beautiful North Dakota. I want to brag about her real quick. So she is a dynamic speaker, and she's related to my 2 children in Oklahoma. And, you know, just their whole family has taken me in. Every time I get around Cheyenne, and get around Tookie, man, it really makes me miss my Aunt Junie Hamilton down there in Oklahoma. I used to run around with her boys, Joaquin and Kurt Dog, from Young Bird, and just pretty cool, you know, just how when you put yourself in the right position, you have the opportunity to meet so many different people. But I miss Aunt Junie, her little voice. their little stories. But I've got to give a shout out to Cheyenne Brady. If you ever need a female motivational speaker, if you ever need a youth motivational speaker, if you ever need somebody that can speak at any event, any type of event, this is the young lady to bring in. She is grounded. She gets that from her parents. I'm very proud of her. You can track her down at 701-421-9644. Give her a call if you ever need a speaker. She's an amazing speaker. She's a great role model. And I know that our whole family is very proud of her. So anyway, when I was sitting there eating with them, in comes walking this big old huge Indian dude and his son. They come walking in the door, and I'm thinking, man, that dude is big, and his boy is big. Come to find out that it's Red Lake's very own Big Stu and Tito Ibarra. It wasn't his son. It was his best bro. But Stu's so big and Tito's so short, I had to pick on him about that. They got a really cool radio show each morning. If you're out there around the country, you can tune in to KMHARadio.org. If you're here in Oklahoma, here in North Dakota, you can listen to them on 91.3 KMHA. I've always had the privilege to be able to go in and talk to them in some of their morning segments. They also do comedy. You guys have to bring these two in. Matter of fact, bring me, Cheyenne, and these two in. We'll crack up the whole time. But you can get a hold of them. Their comedy tour, 218-368-4029. You can also go to the powwowfriends@gmail.com. But if you want to see some of their stuff, just go to Tito Barrow Comedy.com. Google him. Figure that whole thing out. Last but not least, 30 years ago this year, I was a young 10-year-old kid in Oklahoma. I was bouncing back and forth, and I was a big, huge Sooner fan. There was a small stint that I ran with OSU Cowboys in honor of my grandma, who, I told her I would cheer for her if they were never playing the Sooners, but I was a diehard Sooner fan. As soon as she went home, I was all OU after that. But anyway, a really unique story. Jamel Holloway, the quarterback for the 1985 National Championship Oklahoma Sooners, is going to be in town, and I have the privilege of going by and picking him up at the airport here in a little bit. So, man, it's just been real cool to be able to, have all these different celebrities just kind of cross paths with me. You know, a lot of people out there know who Tito and a lot of people know who Cheyenne Brady is, Miss Indian World. A lot of people know who Jamel Holloway is, especially you guys down in Oklahoma. And then one thing that was real cool was I was in Rapid City earlier today, kind of getting ready for the LNI, where I'll be attending here in a couple days. I go up to the LNI every year. I'm very grateful to go back this year to speak to the student athletes and do some different events with some of the different programs. But a young lady reached out and she said, "I just saw you. And I'm going to watch your show tonight." So that made me feel good. I forget her name there, but that made me feel good that, we're making a difference like that. So just want to plug all them. Love my basketball team. I'm really going to miss you guys. Phaedro, Elijah, Kyle, Matt, Jeff, little Reese the Beast, all you guys, Jalen, and obviously my foster son, Canyon. I'm just going to miss you guys so much. I fly home. I leave work and I fly home just to coach you guys for that 24 minutes, and I wouldn't change it for the world. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, if you have the opportunity to, as busy as your schedule may be, if you have the opportunity to, get involved in the lives of other people, do so, because it's a blessing to you. I've always had the privilege, and I still want to give a shout out to my SCD kids over there, Cedar Ridge and Union Alternative. Heather Berg, she does a great job over there. All the gym classes that I'm able to come in and help out with, So I'm just very grateful. Big shout out to my family, for just allowing me to be able to be out here and do this. And lastly, as you guys may have known, some of you may have known, I just launched Our Native Men Incorporated. It's a nonprofit that is geared to serving young Native males in the state of Oklahoma for now. And then we're going to go nationwide here in a little while, but just in Oklahoma, college prep, GED courses, different type of classes, anything that has to do with being self-sufficient, cooking classes, conflict resolution classes, different things like that. You know, I have a great board. I'm very grateful to Kyle Donnie, Brandon Yellowbird Stevens. I'm real grateful for Andy Clifford, Gina Timberman, my sister, and also my bro, Rudy Soto. I just want to thank that crew right there for just jumping on board and let's go do this. So be looking out for that. Check out chantrush.com. We got some new stuff up. We've got current dates. And be sure to book me for this summer. I want to come to your community and stories and make people laugh and preach and do different things like that. I know that our June calendar is starting to fill up, but you can check out all the latest news, all the latest upcoming events at chantrush.com. Also, One Chance Leadership, man, my partner in crime, Mr. MC1. I know we're going to get back at it at some point. But, you know, just check out some of the stuff that we got going on. If you call in tonight, you're going to get a free T-shirt from my website. So, you know, somebody can be sure to call in. And with that being said, you know, I want you all to have a really good week and just make it happen. Do the best that you can while you're out there. Make a difference in the lives of somebody. There's always someone who's worse off than you are and what your situation is. I know this is the season where a lot of people have a hard time because they may not have the money to provide or do presents and things like that. So if you can drop a toy off in a box anywhere, if you can donate a couple bucks to an organization, if you can go to a church and take some cans, if you can, you know, if you can just take some old clothes, old coats, old blankets, you know, make sure that somebody needs that it gets to them. And if you don't want to do any of that, just simply say a word of prayer. Anybody who is without this year, and just know that life is great. It's up to you what you make of it. Coming to you from a really nice hotel here in Minot, North Dakota. The story behind that is pretty cool. As you can tell, there's a phone ringing in the background. But the young lady here at this hotel, she allowed me to sit in the lobby and do my radio show this evening. I was planning on going over to one of the coffee shops, but they were kind of loud over there. And, you know, tonight's message is pretty important, so I asked the young lady here if that would be okay, and she was more than helpful. She was trying to turn the lights on for me. She was trying to, you know, get me hooked up with whatever we have over here to snack on. And, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, it's about positioning. You know, you got to put yourself in a position. You have to ask. You know, not everybody's going to say no, but it's how you ask. If you ask in a polite way, a proper way, you know, you're going to get proper results. You're going to get good feedback, whatever it may be. But if you come in with an attitude, you know, then you're going to give them an attitude. So if there's some background music, I mean, if there's anything in the background that's going on, I do apologize. I'm kind of over here in the lobby trying to stay away from everybody and different things like that. So we're going to get started with the program this evening. I just wanted to kind of get all of that out of the way. But be sure to contact those people and, you know, bring them to town because they're definitely worth your young people or your community listening to who they are. Tonight, you know, I said don't sugarcoat your situation. If we want to make change and see a better outcome, it's important that we address and act upon the situation. It is time that we quit making excuses for patterns that we are slowly accepting in our daily lives. We'll talk about that in a minute. Speak up and tell the truth to the ones you love. And remind yourself that life is real and honest. So we're going to get started with the show. And, you know, I was in Reno, Nevada at a domestic violence conference a few years ago. And I was trying to piece together a little workshop, and it had to do with trying to get ourselves out of a crazy situation. And one of the crazy situations is being in an unhealthy relationship. For some of you who may be listening to me out there, I know that we all try to do the best that we can and invest in something that we love and something that we care about. But, at the end of the day, you can only do so much, You can only do so much. And if you know that that situation isn't for you, you have to get out of it, Because, as a man, me saying this, we'll get away with what we can. And if it's okay for him or her to do that the first time, it's going to be okay for them to do it a second time, So in my description this evening, we did talk about slowly accepting some of these patterns in our daily lives. So being out in Reno, Nevada, I came out with four components, four little words, and they all start with an A. So if you have a piece of paper at home, I want you to write down four A's in a row, just an A, and then underneath it another A, and another A, and another A, underneath each other, not next to each other. So erase, let's do it underneath. And the first one, these are, I call, the four A's to figure out if you're in the right situation. I don't know. I just made that title up. But anyway, the first A is the awe moment. Every single one of you are going to be in the awe moment, whether it's a new basketball team, whether it's a new relationship, a new friendship, whatever it may be. We all have that awe moment. And I've shared this with some of you at different workshops and different things like that. But we have that awe moment where, like, something is just so impressive in the very beginning. And that's how it should be. That's how you kind of buy into different things, But there's also going to be those hard times that come along with the awe moment. So anyway, if it's a relationship, let's just take a relationship for example. You meet him or you meet her, and you are just like, oh my gosh, I met the man of my dreams. I met the woman of my dreams. Oh my gosh, it is what it is, or whatnot. One of my kids, kind of going through a hard time this evening. All of our kids are going to go through breakups at some point. We all went through breakups, but my babies kind of is going through that right now, going through a little breakup. And, a lot of me wants to tell my child, like, if that's what he wants to do, then that's what he wants to do. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be okay unless you make it okay. I'm not going to tell you that, he'll come back, because he may not. You can't make anybody do something that they don't want to do. And you also can't make somebody keep doing something if you can do something about it. So you want to break up, go back out, break up, go back out, break up, go back out, break up just to play games, go back out to make up, just to see what happens. You want outcomes, you want to see how someone reacts. But, if you're in a situation and you have somebody that's just constantly breaking up with you, there's just a pattern there that makes it okay for that person to do that, that's why I want to encourage everybody to kind of have that line that, at some point you just want to walk away from it. Something's got to give. I know a lot of people use that term, something's got to give, but there's got to be a point in anything that you invest in that you're just willing to cut ties with, a relationship, a behavior, cut ties with something that, like a pattern, or I guess that's what I'm trying to say, but there's just got to be a point where you just have to cut ties with things. You got somebody that keeps breaking up, then there's something has it has to run out somewhere. You just have to say, be gone. You know, I'm sick and tired of this constantly happen over and over and over again. And you have to ask yourself tonight, there's somebody listening tonight that you're thinking that exact same thing. Why am I in it? Why do I keep allowing myself to stay in this situation? I mean, I got news for you. It's not going to get better without prayer. It's not going to get better without talking about it. It's not going to get better without you having standards and having that person live up to those standards, not for their sake, but for your sake, right? So quick, you know, we're so quick to, like, invest in a relationship without all the detail, the morals and the value and the commitment and, you know, the understanding of being in a relationship, you know. You just have to tell yourself, I'm done, you know. I mean, it's not going to get better unless I commit to the standards that I have for myself. You know, that's where we're at. And in that, you know, no one is going to come back and make it better for you. You know, and a lot of times we think that. We think like, oh, if she gets back with me, if he gets back with me, things will get better. Things will get stronger. We're going to work it out. It's going to, you know, everything's going to work out the way that it, you know, that it should. I mean, that's just not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen because, you know, someone says, okay, I'm ready to be a great person now. No, it takes somebody to have standards for themselves and say, if you want to be in a relationship, a businessship, a partnership with me, you have to meet these standards because that's how I roll, all right? And if you can't meet these standards, it's time for you to go. Be gone, you know. Life is short, and the right person is going to be out there for you. And so as much as I want to tell my child, going back to my kid, as much as I want to tell my kid, hey, you know what? You know, don't worry. He'll come back. He does this all the time. You know, I can't say that. All I can say is pray about it, and you be happy. You be happy for you, because life is real and it is honest. If you're halfway about things in life, then you're going to have halfway results. If you're lazy, if you complain all the time, and if you blame people all the time, then that's always going to be your MO. It's always going to be someone else's fault. It's always going to be someone else didn't do something. It's never going to be that person that always blames, that always... Life is real. Life is very real. And it's honest. And that's one thing that I love about life is that it's honest. I can come across a group of people that is just very loving and supportive. And then I can turn around a corner and I can come across somebody who may not like me because of the color of my skin, may not like me because, you know, my shoes are better looking than theirs, my car is better looking than theirs, or whatever it may be, petty stuff, you know. But we're going to come across it a lot. You're going to have a great day, but there's going to be someone out there who wants you to have a bad day, you know. So life is real and it's honest. You got to put yourself in a position to have that respect, that responsibility, and that appearance to say, this is who I am. You're not going to change who I am. This is what I want in life. This is what I want to get out of life. Here's an example. So today, I went into a sporting goods store, and I walked right in front of the shoe lady, and didn't say a word to me, looked right at me, didn't ask if I needed help, you know. And about 5 steps later, I was in the golf section, and another gentleman came up and he started talking to me, and we started visiting about my Minnesota Vikings, about losing 2 in a row. And then I said, "Well, you got any Viking golf balls?" And he's like, "No." He said, "The only ones we have left is Chicago Bears, and nobody wants to hit those because they get beat up all as it is, you know." And we just cracked up. We had a good time. We made fun of the Packers. We made fun of the Bears, you know. And you know, we really shouldn't have made fun of the Packers because they really put it on us, but. You know, it was just like that type of conversation. That's how honest it is. If you don't want to be friendly to somebody, then you're not going to be friendly. If you're always going to blame, then it's never going to be your fault. But if you're willing and you exercise your respect and your responsibility, and you treat people how you want them to treat you, and how you want to be treated. Then you're going to go down that road. We had a great conversation. Race didn't have anything to do with our conversation. Status didn't have anything to do with our conversation. Life is real, you know. We can't sit here and say that because I had that conversation with that guy that life is just going to be great now. It's up to you if you want to make life great. You know, on bad days, it's up to you if you want to make life great. You know, but here's the point too. And I want you guys to kind of buy into this. Nobody went out and asked that lady, will you please, please, please work for us? You know, when you go into a restaurant, you see some people who don't want to help you. You know, you go get in line somewhere, someone that doesn't want to help you. You ask a question, someone doesn't want to help you, you know. But it's not their just their customer service. It's about how you carry yourself around them, how you carry yourself, and how you present yourself to others. That lady, she worked. She's supposed to serve me. She is. She's the one that went in there. She's the one that filled out the application. She's the one that interviewed. She's the one that said yes. When somebody comes up and they want a shoe, whether they're black, white, yellow, red, purple, pink, whatever, I need to go back and I need to get their shoe and I need to be very, very polite and I need to be helpful because they are a customer. She agreed to that. But you know what? Then it all switched. Then it all changed. But that's just to show that, you know, in life, that's just how it is. You know, sometimes you say one thing and you do another. Life is real. But here at the end of the day, you can't sugarcoat the situation, and you can't sugarcoat the situation that you're in. I'm getting away from my A's here. So you all have that awe moment. Who here has had that awe moment where you're just like, "Oh my gosh, this is definitely it. This is definitely it." Well, the second A is you become aware of a person's pattern, a person's behavior, a person's attitude and character. You become aware, like this is who he is. This is how he does this. So when you become aware, what that does is that allows you to start filtering out what type of relationship you're going to have with this individual. When you become aware of someone else's behavior and someone else's patterns, not only you to filter it out, but how you filter it out is by implementing your standards. You have to implement your standards when it comes to being aware of something that you're getting yourself involved in. You have to implement your standards. I want you to take a second to think about that. What does implement your standards mean? It means this is who you are, this is what you stand for, and you're not going to compromise your morals and your values. That's implementing your standards. How many of you right now know that you're not in the right relationship? How many of you right now know that you're not where you need to be because you choose not to? Because it may be too hard, because she may say something, because he may say something, right? It's your life, not their life. You know, don't come up with excuses why you can't get to where you want to get. My mom used to always tell me, you got to go through things to get to where you want to go. You got to go through things to get to where you want to go. Bottom line, my mama taught me that. So in order to be here tonight, I had to go through a lot. I had to deal with a lot. I had to struggle with a lot. But I'm here now. I'm so grateful to be here. When you can go out on the town and run into people like Miss Indian World, or probably two of the funniest comedians out there, and they come up to you. They shake your hand. They want to be around you. They hug you. They fellowship with you. I put myself in that position. And then here in a moment, I'm about to go pick up my childhood role model from the airport and take him back to my community. You got to put yourself in those positions, but you can't sugarcoat it. It's real and it's honest. I really love this. I really love this. I think this is amazing that, you know, I can go and do this line of work, travel around the country. I'm not trying to get off the story here. You know, this morning I landed, you know, got my car, got my bags, went and had a great little snack. You know, got on the road, started thinking a lot, you know, come up here, meet some cool people, go check in the hotel, sleep in, get up, go make a group of students laugh. You know, it's fun. It's fun. And you know what, though? Because I didn't compromise, because I stuck to my standards, I'm able to do this. I didn't get lucky. Nobody came and knocked on my door and said, hey, come on, be an advocate. I had to go through things to get here. And I know firsthand that you can't sugarcoat your situation. You got to go through things to get to where you want to go. And you got to put down the sugar. You got to put down the coat. And you got to deal with it. You got to make changes. Sorry, you do. It's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be easy. So you know what you're not doing right. You know what you're not doing, you know, strong. You know, it's real. And you're going to have to address it at some point. I'm going to have to address some things at some point. We all have to address some things at some point. You know, we have to figure it out. When you become aware of someone's patterns, you got to set up your you got to set up your standard. Third one is, if you have that awe moment and you're aware of it and you don't do anything about it, and you let them develop like that around you, that's when you allow them to carry out their patterns. When you don't filter, and when you don't put up your standards, when you allow, that means that, you know, you let them be that way, right? I'm all for domestic violence prevention. I'm all for, you know, just the women, right? Let me talk to some of you ladies. Sometimes you allow it, and it breaks my heart. You can't give any man an excuse and a reason to be violent and abusive. You can't allow anyone to have multiple affairs. You can't allow anyone to take away your dreams, your goals. You have to set up your standards. If you don't, you're going to allow some things. And after you allow it, it starts to grow. And that means it starts to accept. I think we may have a caller. Let's see. Chance Rush. Chance Rush.
Hey, I'm at the airport. I have no service on my phone. They don't do Sprint up here.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in about 20 minutes.
And I'll be by Hertz.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Okay, I don't know where to
go. All right, man. Jamel Holloway. Jamel Holloway. Come on, man. But anyway, sorry about that. I thought that was really a caller. And the last one is accept. What are you going to accept this evening? You're going to accept halfway? What are you going to finally stand up and speak out again? Don't sugarcoat your situation. Man, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff. I know we're about to wrap up this show this evening. I want you to join me next Saturday from a man cave in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. But before we get out of here, I want you to think about those four A's that I talked about. You're going to have that awe moment. Be aware of anything you get yourself into. What are you going to allow? What are you going to accept? You got to ask yourself right now, what do you accept? And I'm talking to everybody out there, women, children, anybody that's going through something right now. What are you accepting? And let me ask you this. What you're accepting, is it healthy or is it hurtful? You know, it's not going to get better unless you have that holistic approach. And you're able to understand these four A's when you have the holistic side of something. I'm not trying to say that, you know, you got to start going through this real crazy spiritual journey. What I'm simply trying to say is when I say holistic, holistic means your innerness. That's what holistic is. Morals is holistic. Values is holistic. Character is holistic. Being passionate is holistic. That all comes from the inside. That's what being holistic means, having that holistic side of who you are. You know, the outer is the cars and the clothes, and, you know, different things like that. But you have to ask yourself, what are you doing holistically? You know, you have to have that holistic side, that spiritual side, that old way side, you know. So that's something I want, you know, I want to encourage to you. That's something I want to leave with you, you know, and that's something I certainly want you to think about is those four A's. What are you accepting tonight? What are you accepting tonight? I want you to join me next week. I'm going to have a really cool program next week, and this is where I want to encourage all of you guys to call in. Please call in. And next week, our show, I know it sounds kind of crazy, it's called What's Going On Out There, all right? So call in. I'm gonna, you know, remind you guys through the week. I want you guys to call in next week. What's going on out there? Share with me. Share with me what you got going on. You know, anything that's coming up, whatever it may be. Obviously, I shared with you guys tonight, you know, my side of what's going on out there for me. I'm really happy and I'm really excited about this nonprofit. I'm really excited about the, you know, my little career that I have going on. And man, I really love it, man. I enjoy the work that I do. And I know there's sometimes, you know, that I don't really question it, but I always want to know if it's the right thing. But, you know, just all the different changes that, you know, Creator is putting in into my and in my life is just an absolute blessing. So in saying that, you know, again, we got a lot going on. You can go to 1clgear.bigcartel.com, buy you a shirt online. Also, we got One Chance Leadership. Give us a call if you want the best live MC, live music at your event. Keep it fun, keep it informative, keep it on time. You go to onechanceleadership.com. Also, visit my website, chancerush.com, and also be looking out for ournativemen.org. That website will be launching in the next month. I'm very excited about it. Just to let you know what's going on with that, we're mailing in our request to get a tax ID, an exempt letter, and then we'll be able to go after a lot of federal funding from that. Be with me this week, man. We got a lot of really cool things going on. It's on the website, but I'll break it down to you real quick. Monday and Tuesday, we have the privilege of partnering with Mark Bluestone, the principal superintendent over at the schools, with 1985 OU national champion quarterback Jamel Holloway. He's in town for the next 2 days. On Wednesday, I'll be over at the White Shield East segment for their Christmas party. I'll be the MC over there. I'm very excited about that. The 17th, I have the privilege of being at the LNI in Rapid City, South Dakota, and MC the youth dance and hand drum contest. So I'm really excited about that. And then on the 18th, I'll travel to Newtown, North Dakota, team up with, I believe, Don Bernstick, and do the travel chairman's Christmas party. And then on the 19th, I'll be back in Rapid City to wrap up my five-day road trip with the Oglala Sioux Tribe court program. I know I probably announced that last week, but that's what I got going on, and I'm very excited about it, man. It's cold up here, but I bundled up. And to let everybody know out there, man, I have some tour shirts out here with me, so help me out. If you see me, you know, buy one from me, okay? They make good Christmas presents. With that being said, man, I want to thank you all for listening in. I want to thank my mom for just, you know, leading me in the right direction. I want to thank my family, both up in North Dakota, also down in Oklahoma. Thank my wife and all my kids, my whole crew, and just everybody else. So kind of my little send-off and shout-out. Can't say enough. But in closing here, you know, life is what it is, and I know that you may not think that it's fair, but at the end of the day, you can make something of it. You can make something happen. There's a lot of people out there who've been through the struggle. They made it because they wanted to make it. They wanted it that bad. So I want you guys to think about that. You can't point fingers all the time and think that because you point fingers, things should be easier for you. It doesn't work that way. You know what? If you want to get in shape, then get your butt up and get in shape. If you want to get smart in the classroom, keep reading them books and overread and keep at it when other people aren't doing it. If you want to be the best basketball player on the court, you already know what you need to do. Get out there, shoot around a little bit longer. Don't be afraid. So I'm saying that, man. I'm so grateful, thankful, happy, excited, happy holiday to everybody. And wherever you're going to, have a safe trip. Be sure to do that. Take care of somebody. Holiday season. Thank you for joining me tonight. Join me next Sunday. What's going on out there? Live, 9 p.m. next Sunday. My house.